firecrackers, bottle rockets, Roman candles, what we know as Class 1 and Class 2 fireworks, now for sale legally here in Iowa for the first time in decades. So, how are you feeling about the new law, about how your town, your city, or county is dealing with it? In just a few minutes, we'll look at the controversy surrounding Iowa's new consumer fireworks law, with some local authorities opting out. I'll talk with an Iowa lawmaker who's worked for years to legalize fireworks, and also with a county supervisor about her board's decision to place a moratorium on the new law. But first, let's get a better sense of what is now legal under state law when it comes to selling, buying, and lighting of fireworks. Dan Wood is acting special agent in charge in the Fire Prevention Bureau of the State Fire Marshal's Office. I started off our conversation by getting an idea of how many licensed sellers there are in our state.
As of today, we're up to 637 licenses.
Mm-hmm. And where are these companies coming from? Are they homegrown, or I would imagine mostly coming across the border from Missouri and the likes?
We do have quite a few from out of state. I would estimate over half of them are from out of state. But we do have some, obviously, from in-state, the non-big companies.
Mm-hmm. Are there names that come to mind as the ones who dominate the market?
There are larger companies that have dominated the licensing. TNT Fireworks, also Phantom Fireworks have quite a few licenses. But free country, they can set up whatever they want and wherever they want. So as long as they meet the rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are those rules to receive a license to sell fireworks?
First of all, you gotta register basically on our online system. Then you submit a site plan, which is basically a plan that shows what's going to be inside your tent as well as outside your tent. All the safety precautions, setbacks, etc. And show us that you have insurance.
Those guidelines deal with the safety of these stands. I'm interested when you have, a huge tent containing who knows how many explosives in various forms there. What are your safety precautions?
On the inside of the tent, you have exit signs, fire extinguishers, signs up that say no smoking, spacing between your aisles, flame breaks, which a flame break is either open space or it's some sort of hard surface between every 16 feet of fireworks product.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the different fireworks that are allowed when you go into these places that sell them. Which fireworks are currently legal now in Iowa?
Anything Class 1, Class 2. Basically, if you look on it, it says consumer fireworks, and it's being sold in these stands. It's Class 1 or Class 2. Class 1 is going to be the stuff that flies around. Class 2 is mostly the ground stuff. And then, of course, you have your novelties, which kind of is in a no man's land where, previously before in Iowa, we could have sparklers and snakes, and that was about it. This is quite a step up from that.
Now, Dan, tell us, because this is a statewide law that's gone into effect, but different local areas, municipalities may opt out to whatever degree. How so?
Right. They can opt out as far as shooting and selling. A lot of them have decided we're only going to allow you to sell in this certain area, or we're only going to allow you to shoot at certain times, which the way the law is currently written, they have a right to do that now.
Let's say using fireworks is legal in my town. I have a neighbor, let's say, who lights off fireworks a lot. It's annoying. It is legal in the town. Do I have any recourse for a neighbor who just loves these fireworks and does it all the time?
Honestly, it's if it's legal, and it's during the times that it's legal, there's really not much we can do about it. Obviously, they're doing stuff unsafely and stuff like that. You could, have that educational talk with them, but that's about it.
Okay. What is at the top of your list as we end this conversation, Dan? Safety tips you want to get out there, the do's and don'ts.
Right. We would say, do it safely. If you're going to use the aerial stuff, try to be 300 feet or 100 yards from any structures. If you're going to shoot them off, try to shoot them off on a solid surface. Try not to hold on to them and throw them. Don't shoot them from cars or at cars. Things such as that. Having, you know, if their kids around, have an adult around to make sure they're doing it safely also. At your home, try to have, you know, your garden hose nearby or a bucket of water in case something does go bad. And then dispose of them properly. You know, any of them that don't go off, don't try to relight them or, you know, throw them in a fire or anything. Leave the duds where they are and dispose of them properly when everything's cooled off.
It was inevitable that we would have some injuries or things go awry here. We read about a house burning started by a firework in Cedar Rapids, I think that was. Heard about a youth, a teenager, losing his entire hand to, I think it was an M80, but that's not legal in Iowa, is it?
Correct. M80s are not legal in Iowa. And yeah, there's going to be an uptick in fires and injuries and that because they are legal now and they're more prevalent. So that's going to be expected.
Okay. Dan Wood, Acting Special Agent in Charge in the Fire Prevention Bureau at the State Fire Marshal's Office. Thanks for coming into our studio, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, focusing on the new fireworks law this hour. It allows the sale of consumer fireworks between June 1st and July 8th, also for a period in December. Now, the law gives cities and counties the authority to ban or restrict the use of fireworks. Many have, but it doesn't allow them to ban their sale. However, last month, the Johnson County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to put in a 90-day moratorium on this new law to determine how the law would affect building and zoning codes, among other issues. That's what the members say. It's a moratorium on fireworks sales that is, in the words of State Senator Jake Chapman, he's the state senator who shepherded this fireworks legislation through the State House, a blatant violation of Iowa code. We'll talk with him in just a moment, but before that, let's talk with Janelle Rettig, chair of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors. Welcome to our program, Janelle.
Thank you very much for having me.
So give us an idea. What is this moratorium all about? What does it do?
So the fireworks legislation was created in a vacuum without consulting local government, cities, and counties at all. And drafts were coming, and at the end, when they finally passed it, there weren't enough days for us to even look at our ordinances. If we would have allowed fireworks sales, it would have been in violation of all of our ordinances, our Unified Development Code. It was in conflict. Our code would have required sprinkling. We have to follow open meetings laws. We have to follow public hearings. We have to follow public production, publishing of our proposed ordinance changes, and we simply didn't have enough time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that you're saying state law can't tell you what Johnson County, the law of the land in Johnson County, in this regard, it's saying we just need more time.
Well, first we needed more time just to figure out what their state law was, because when they finally passed it and was signed by the governor, there weren't that many days left until it could start. But it was in complete conflict with all of our ordinances. We do not believe that fireworks are considered in our ordinance and by the International Building Code. They're considered a hazardous material. You can't have hazardous materials in temporary shelters. You can't have them without sprinkling.
Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, State Senator Chapman says, he quotes House File 95, that's part of the law, a county cannot pass an ordinance, motion, resolution, or amendment that sets standards or requirements regarding the sale or marketing of consumer merchandise that is different from or in addition to any requirement established by state law.
But it's the International Building Codes, which we all have adopted. So you can't just decide you're going to ignore part of your ordinances because some state senator thinks that's true. But we could be sued for ignoring our own ordinances. Their law is in conflict with ordinances that most major cities and counties have adopted in building standards and in sprinkling and fire standards. And so they can't just sign a magic pen and make all those ordinances go away. They do not have to follow open meetings. They do not have to have public hearings. They do not have to publish their intent. We are required by law to do all of that. So we can't magically fix it in what I think ended up 28 days when the governor signed it till it started. Mm-hmm. It was less than a month.
Now, does this only affect unincorporated areas?
Yes. Our moratorium is only unincorporated. In this case, our building codes only apply to the unincorporated. So our intention is that next month, a proposed ordinance would come before our Planning and Zoning Commission, and it would come to the board in August, because we have to follow and we have to vote three different meetings, which takes three different weeks. So it's impossible for us to have responded in the time frame they gave us. And if they would have simply talked to any counties or cities, they would have known that.
So your message to Senator Chapman would be?
If you want to manage local government, you should run for local government. Local government has different responsibilities and expectations and laws. And just because they don't understand that does not make it legal for us to do certain things that they may want us to do. Mm-hmm. And so the 90-day moratorium was the only option we had in order to figure out a way to be compliant with their fireworks and compliant with our own ordinances.
So is this a one-time 90-day moratorium next
year? Right,
and
then we will be coming forward with ordinance changes in July and August.
Mm-hmm. Do you foresee some kind of conflict with the state law, should the state law stay as it is?
It's unclear, because our proposed ordinance was not unlike Des Moines, which was heavy industrial, but as a conditional use permit. And then one of the law judge rulings yesterday, there were two different judge rulings this week. One said that you could put them in heavy industrial, and the other one said you couldn't put conditions on them. So I don't think the courts know what the legislators tried to do either. And so based on that, I don't know if our proposed ordinance change would meet one of those legal rulings, but not the other. And I mean, you're going to need an army of lawyers to figure it out. And meanwhile, all across Iowa, particularly, I mean, I've heard from hundreds of people in Johnson County who are furious about the fireworks going off all the time. In Iowa City, Coralville, North Liberty, and the county, it is illegal to shoot off fireworks, period. The smaller cities have different rules. But, you know, we're allowing sales in town, and people are going home and shooting it off and violating laws. And so the whole thing is a mess. And meanwhile, there are a lot of people that have PTSD, that have anxiety, that just want peace and quiet at their homes. They have animals. Their children need to sleep. Last night at my house, fireworks were going off at 11 o'clock at night.
And so law enforcement is presented with an extra burden.
Well, I've had my own case where a firework went off in the middle of the street while I was riding my motorcycle, and I almost crashed. They were shooting fireworks off in the middle of an Iowa City street, and they weren't ticketed because Iowa City is doing a soft approach. Mm-hmm. And so this is a mess across Iowa, and I think a lot of Iowans are very upset about it.
Okay, Janelle Rettig, I think we'll be talking again in the future for a follow-up. This is all but settled. Janelle Rettig, Chair of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors, thank you.
It's my pleasure to be here.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, talking this half hour about the new law that allows the sale of consumer fireworks between June 1st and July 8th, also a time in December. Let's finish up the hour by talking with the state senator who shepherded the fireworks legislation through the State House, Iowa Senator Jake Chapman of Adel. Senator Chapman, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Tell us, you've long advocated for this fireworks law year after year. Why so passionate about it?
Yeah, this is an issue, as you pointed out, we have worked on year over year for roughly 4 or 5 years now. And look, we've heard from Iowans. I've heard from many, many constituents who wanted to be able to celebrate the 4th of July, just like 43 other states. 4th of July without fireworks is kind of like a baseball game without Cracker Jacks.
So the law's been in place since June 1st. How do you feel about the implementation of the law in Iowa so far after roughly a month of sales and use of the Class 1 and Class 2 fireworks permitted under this law?
Well, I think it's had a little bit of a rough start. We heard from a number of permit retail holders that they had a tough time with the permitting process. I know when the Department of Public Safety opened up their portal to allow retailers to get their license, there were so many individuals on the website that it crashed the website. But overall, I think it was a pretty good implementation with some things that we have certainly learned from.
For instance, what have you learned from this?
Well, look, we've had a number of communities taking different tactics to try restricting the sale of fireworks. If you recall, within Senate File 49, which is the legalization of fireworks, we permit cities and counties to restrict the use of fireworks. And some cities and communities have invoked that right to say, hey, we don't want the use of fireworks in our community, or we want to restrict it to just a couple of hours or a couple of days. And that was well within the bill. What wasn't within the bill was allowing these cities and counties to restrict the sale of fireworks. For example, requiring an additional $500 permit fee, such as what we've seen in Sioux City and some other communities such as Ankeny and others, where they try to add an additional fee, additional permits, in some cases, additional insurance requirements, or in some other situations, banning all sales or banning just temporary structures as opposed to permanent structures.
Mm-hmm. Senator Chapman, I just spoke with Janelle Rettig, chair of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors, and she falls within the category that you just addressed there of local authorities opting out in some case. Here, the Johnson County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to put a 90-day moratorium in place on this new law. They say to determine how the new law would affect building and zoning codes, among other issues. She says it's just been a real mess, that they had less than a month to see how this lines up with county ordinances in Johnson County, that it's a violation of many ordinances. To quote from what she said just a few minutes ago on this program, fireworks are considered by Johnson County Code and International Building Code as a hazardous material, and they cannot be kept in temporary shelters and have to have sprinklers. She said we could be sued for ignoring our own ordinances if we put this into action. What's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that the supervisor should read Senate File 489. Senate File 489 incorporates National Fire Protective Association, that's the NFPA, code standard. That is the code standard most states, or many states that have legalized fireworks, go off of. And so the issues, as far as sprinkler systems, as far as distance you have to be away from gas stations, et cetera, is all contained within NFPA 1124. That's why we incorporated it into the bill. It doesn't seem to be a problem with most communities across this state to be able to get their ordinances in line with what the state passed. And I find it unfortunate that you do have communities that, such as Johnson County, that has done a outright ban of sales, which is definitely contrary to state law, and in fact was reiterated through a federal judge this last week saying you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get the feeling that the chair of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors was thumbing their nose at state law. I just thought they wanted more time to make sure that they were not in violation of their own processes and ordinances that were in place in Johnson County. I mean, can't you respect that?
Well, look, this isn't a new issue. In fact, as I've talked with cities and counties across the state, they anticipated this was going to happen. Look, the law went into effect immediately. And while that may have put them in a time crunch to review their ordinance, to simply say we're not going to allow any sale of fireworks is in violation of the law. Now, as far as what they think is contradictory, they're going to have to address that within their own policies and ordinances, but I don't know how much longer we can take on a piece of legislation. I think 4 or 5 years is plenty of time to adequately. And by the way, the bill didn't change much over the last 4 or 5 years. There have been a few changes here and there, but certainly if they had concerns with what they would describe as conflicts within their building codes, that was never expressed through them or any of the lobbyists for the different cities and counties up at the state. state mm-hmm. capitol.
Senator Chapman, before we go, I wanted to ask you, what's been the reaction that you're hearing from Iowans or people in your district and near Adel?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's people on both sides of this issue. Some are opposed to it. Some are loving it. As I have gone around, most Iowans are very excited about being able to enjoy a freedom and being able to celebrate the 4th of July, just like a number of other states do. And I would also encourage, if I can use this opportunity, I'd encourage people to respect the rule of law. That means, you know, when it's not the 4th of July, 4th of July, we have extended hours. But right now, if you're in a community that allows the use of fireworks, to only fire them off up until the legal time limit, 10 p.m. We should not be getting complaints about people shooting fireworks off at 2:30. You need to be safe and responsible. We want a safe, fun 4th of July, Independence Day. And it requires some responsibility. But overall, I've had tremendous response from people all across the state of Iowa, very excited about being able to enjoy this new freedom.
Okay. Senator Jake Chapman of Adel, it sounds like we'll be reporting on this and perhaps talking to you in the 2018 legislative session as some kinks, is it fair to say, some kinks get worked out of this law.
You betcha. Sounds great. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you very much, Senator.
And that does it for this July 3rd edition of River to River. The program is produced by Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, and Ben Stanton. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Have a great and safe Independence celebration.